Void where prohibited.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I want to thank all the new affiliates and our existing affiliates for picking up the broadcast. New syndicated show, their MS Communications, started 3 months ago. Also, a syndicated weekday program from 11 to 2. Again, thank you so much for joining us. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. We have global international corporations getting together trying to set up a world government. Why? The new world government is lobbied and financed and controlled, and its bylaws, its entire system has been written up by these multinational corporations. 46 of the world's 100 biggest economies are not nations, are not countries. They are corporations. These corporations act like governments. They have their own mercenaries, their own intelligence bodies. And this big Spanish-slash-Australian-owned companies come in to buy hundreds of these papers, all in Texas, Oklahoma, and other key areas, right where the toll road fights are happening, where the politicians have been lobbied and been given campaign contributions, they have a word for that, to basically sign the roads over for pennies on the dollar to throw just incredibly expensive toll roads on them. In fact, even the Statesman, an establishment paper, admits it will cost over $160 when they put the toll roads on I-35. To drive to Fort Worth or Dallas and back to Austin. They're doing it in Europe. They're doing it in Germany. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it in Australia. This is part of mass looting. Sal Castillo lives in the same area of southwest Austin that I live in. And a few years ago, I guess 3 or 4 years ago, he learned they were going to put all these toll roads around where we live. I couldn't go a mile without getting on a toll road on existing roads. He's been fighting them. He's been having victories. Shall continue all the other facets, any other facets we haven't brought up here concerning this, and then we're going to go to the phone calls. And any moves you're planning to make, I know you've had some suits and considered some suits on the state and companies in the past. I know the legislature in Texas last year incredibly had to threaten to sue and had to call for a criminal investigation when the Department of Transportation in Texas, TxDOT, wouldn't tell them about their agreements, their 75-year agreement with Centra, the Spanish-owned company, government-backed, out of Spain, saying the government, the state, the elected representatives do not have a right. The elected officials do not even have a right to see what the agreement was. So break that down for us.
Well, we filed some suits, and we've actually been successful so far. And it's funny because just when you called the attorney, our attorney, we filed another suit against the governor and our local metropolitan planning organization in 2005, and the darn thing is still slogging along because the governor, sent it to the wrong courts on purpose to slow things down, and here we are 11 months later from the last hearing.
Well, Rick Perry, that Republican in name only, can run, but he can't hide.
Oh, yeah. So our hearing is coming up Wednesday, and the attorney just left because we talked about what's happening there. But we've been successful because we've pushed on all fronts, political fronts, legal fronts. We've had a lot of attorneys, contribute their time, and we've been able to organize well because of our website, TexasTollParty.com, where people can get connected and stay connected. And then I have my blog that also I educate people. I have stories on there every day about what's happening, and it's kind of shocking that I'm able to write stories every day about this corruption. I'm kind of really shocked that there's something new every day that surfaces that is horrific.
And let's be clear, most of the time they don't even deny it. They don't come sue you because what you're saying is open record.
Yeah, I've never been sued.
You're the one suing them. Now, but I want to make this point because what's emerging, and I want your take on this, Sal Castillo, founder of the big Texas organization fighting this here on the front lines. This is a national issue, though, coming to an area near you if it isn't already there. It's the way for over a decade they lobbied, they laid their plans quietly, buying newspapers, getting Bush to sign an executive order, getting governors to ram it through legislatures to let them put toll roads on existing roads, then lying for 4 years saying they wouldn't put roads on existing roads when their own plans were public. Now they're openly trying to put tolls on existing roads. I mean, this is amazing, just the forethought and really the way this is run like a mafia organization. I mean, this is, and it's so complex, but any little slice is so bad it should bring the system down, and it's just everywhere you look.
That's right.
It's called an orgy of evidence.
Oh, it's true. It's true. And you know, this I was just looking at this Macri who purchased these newspapers here in Texas to squelch the stories they were putting out.
The Toll Road Company buying the newspapers.
That's right. Now, Macri is partnered with Cintra, and Cintra has a contract to build the first part of the TTC in, here in Texas.
And we wondered why a year ago they made a partnership, and now we see.
That's right. Well, and also I want to mention this, that they're not only just taking our land, taking our freeways, but they're also buying up our toll roads. Here in Indiana, they just Cintra Macri together as partners. They're a part of a $3.8 billion deal in Indiana, buying existing toll roads. So they want to control the freeways, the tollways. They want to control all of it.
And let's be clear: taxpayers pay for the roads; they're built. The TxDOT documents are public, and then they're basically just given it to manage it and then keep most of the profits. And then part of it goes into the SPP, a federal program to build roads in Mexico. Our money to build roads in Mexico.
Yes. Yes.
That's Lou Dobbs, folks. That's not us. We reported it, of course, 2 years before Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs has been doing fantastic work.
Oh my gosh! He gets on air and says, "New World Order, takeover." I mean, he's just incredible.
Yes, he's great.
Well, continue. Please continue.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about. I mean, do you want to talk about a specific thing?
Well, I think it's important just to look at how much money they paid, how many politicians they bought.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically most of them. I mean, most of them on a local level, on a regional
and that's both parties.
Here locally, we've got the Senator Kirk Watson, who just took office. And who just got on Campo for the first time on Monday night, and he steps into Campo. He becomes chair immediately because he's been working behind the scenes.
He says, "I'm chair," right? Everybody goes, "Yeah, you're chair."
Yeah, you're chair.
And then he shelves phase two so they can vote in secret session.
Yes, his key was his thing was hold on, I got to switch phones. Sorry.
He's there babysitting the children and doing the radio show. And
yeah, and I've got the lawyer coming back because he left something here. So, yes.
Yeah, they were having a lawyer meeting right before we got him on. He would have been on at 4, but the lawyer. This is how we're fighting, folks. Fighting in the trenches. It's okay, Sal.
Yes. Okay. I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, so what was I talking about?
We were getting into how they bought the politicians.
Oh, yeah. So the Kirk Watson, you know, he steps into Campo, and his plan was to become the hero, although we know his deal, because he does all these backdoor deals.
Well, let's go back. They said there was going to be a 15,000-acre park in southwest Travis County 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Save Our Springs got all the phony environmentalists sucked into it. They claimed to be a huge park. They forced everybody to sell for pennies on the dollar, banned them from building. And then after they got it, 3 years later, everybody forgot, and they're building huge luxury homes and condos and golf courses, and they ripped off the landowners. And this guy is just unbelievable.
Oh, he's horrible. Now, listen, when he was mayor of Austin in 2000, and by the way, this doesn't mean, you know, I'm talking about this, this is an example, but this happens throughout the whole
country. Well, I've been in screaming matches 6 inches from him.
This happens all over the country, folks, and if you do.
He also wanted to ban guns in Austin like they have in D.C.
If you do a Freedom of Information Act on your local government officials and you just check on what they've supported in the past and where the money is and where it went.
This is his specialty. He's a real estate land grabber. And,
oh,
of course,
yeah.
The real estate associations are supporting him because they've all got the good old boy deals. And he had to recuse himself in the meeting after they took all the votes, which isn't really recusing because he owns a bunch of land on a toll road.
Yes, exactly right. And this guy, here's a perfect example. We've got documents that prove that a City of Austin bond election that he pushed when he was City of Austin mayor in the year 2000, in that bond proposal language, toll road is not in it. And these were promised for freeways because of our horrible congestion, and we need these.
Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Sal Costello, final segment with him. We're also going to go to your calls. 877-590-5525 or locally 836-0590 if you're listening to our local affiliate that we're broadcasting out of. We'll be right back.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess that'd be 3 to 5 Mountain, 2 to 4 Pacific. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, I'm going to get into the phony peace movement. Now, they make, a lot of them make the anti-war movement look stupid. We'll also get into the internet, revolutionize TV in the next 5 years. We've got Scooter Libby blowing the whistle more and more on Cheney. Will he sink? Doesn't matter. He's a New World Order puppet to begin with, just like Hillary. What a nightmare. Choice between Hillary and who knows, coming up in 2008. Going back to Sal Costello, the founder of the Texas Toll Party, Austin Toll Party, on the front lines fighting this, one of the biggest experts, I think the expert, on the subject. Continuing with the story about former Austin mayor, state senator, now the head of the Campo board, this unelected groups that are out there doing this. Go over again the bond proposal for us.
Yes, and quickly again, this is a snapshot of what's happening throughout the country. This former mayor, when he was mayor in year 2000, promised everybody. He said, "Look," he went out and sold Prop 1 bonds because of our traffic congestion. He said, "We need new roads. You need to vote for this. This money will go for our roads." It was his mantra. So here we are, 7 years later, and I've got a document that proves that $67 million were diverted from those Prop 1 bonds that were promised for free roads into Phase 1 toll roads that just opened up weeks ago. $67 million. And here's this guy.
So let's be clear. Again, not only is the state paying for it, and we're paying for it, now city money for, quote, freeways, and that was in the proposal, and, of course, I was against it at the time. They've got plenty of money. TxDOT documents show they've got a huge surplus, but now that goes to them. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, they actually divert the money from city, county, state. Everywhere you look, they're diverting money. For example, TxDOT claims that it has no more money, so we have to toll everything.
But their own document released 2 years ago, right before Christmas, their own employees said they've got a huge surplus.
But no, it's not just – I did a Freedom of Information Act request, and I got all their bank accounts. They're sitting on billions of dollars, but they say
– $6 billion.
Billions. And they say that those dollars don't count because those are for toll roads. But the money they collected from us for gas tax was for freeways.
Now, let's make clear. The foreign companies buy off the politicians publicly, the majority of both parties. This is some of the biggest lobbying going on in the country. And this is the same thing's happening in your area, folks. We've studied it. We've looked at it all over the nation, from Indiana to Virginia to New York to New Jersey to Washington State to Oregon to California to Illinois. I mean, Florida. It's everywhere. Okay, but Texas is the worst, the front lines. We pay for it, they got surplus, and these people literally, for chicken feed given to politicians, are handed the roads.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Let's talk about solutions, and I know I've been all over the map here. Any other key points you think listeners should be aware of?
Well, the solutions we've been focused on are, number one, the thieves must be de-elected, and we were successful last year.
What about grand juries? We've got a lot of the statesmen now talking about indictments saying this looks like it's criminal. What about racketeering? I mean, there's so many things. We need state grand juries or federal grand juries to start investigations?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm all for that. The key is to give for them to have enough evidence and enough willpower to move forward. That's right.
It's unbelievable. Well, please continue with the solutions.
Well, the number one solution is to remove the looters. Last year we were successful with investing dollars in the two races. We got two of those corrupt politicians out of office, and that's just the beginning. And then other politicians sort of see that they could be removed and that they have this fear, and then some of them will come around and do the right thing. But we continue on that path. But
or they do what McCracken does and claims he's pro-toll, then he comes over to our side and then flips back.
Well, McCracken, he can claim all he wants, but he voted twice to toll roads what he paid for.
And that's a sniveling city council member here in Austin.
Yeah, he's a real prize. He lied to me personally for 7 months and promised this independent investigation.
Well, he lied in the newspaper, and I told you in my studio, I said, he's going to stab you in the back, and you said, well, let's see.
Well, I wanted to let him stab me in the back because now he's on our, if you go to austintollparty.com, we have a cartoon with him in it, showing him as one of those corrupt fools taking money and voting to toll roads.
Well, he's not a fool. He's going to move up the chain of power. They know.
It's going to be a little harder for him. I'll tell you that. He is looking to be mayor next year, but we've got some plans being hatched.
Well, again, 97% in major Texas polls. I want all these politicians to know and all the listeners and everybody else, we're the majority. We've got the Constitution. We've got decency. We've got God on our side, and we're going to defeat this thing.
And, you know, the only way to win is to organize, and that's where our website, TexasTollParty.com, has been so helpful because it has helped us build organizations so that we can communicate with people in a cheap and efficient way with email and keep people up to date with the shenanigans that go on. And then they get more educated. They talk with their family and friends and neighbors.
And by the way, there are other groups forming from Kansas to New York to fight the land grab toll roads as well.
Yes, and more groups, the merrier. But it's important that, each group organizes and collects. They actually grow their group. You know, just having a half dozen people or 100 people or 200 or a couple thousand.
How many people have signed petitions and been involved with just your group?
We have tens of thousands of people in our database.
And by the way, there have been meetings where there are 1,100 people at these TxDOT and CAMPO board meetings, and literally they'll say, who's for the toll roads? And five, six people, we've got video of this, will raise their hands, and thousands will say no. That's why they just had this CAMPO toll road phase two meeting. And so notice that he did what he did when he was mayor. The now state senator just simply tabled it so they can later vote on it in executive session. So everybody's hearing that we beat phase two. No, the submarine just dove to reemerge later and fired torpedoes at our freeways.
That's right. And the beautiful part is we're ahead of the curve now. Where before we weren't organized, you know, locally. Before, we didn't know what they were doing, where they're coming from. We know their whole game plan now.
Well, Kirk Watson's a carpetbagger. He literally moved here and became mayor. He needs to leave.
Yeah, he's a real class. He's one of those dangerous politicians too. Because he's super smooth. He'll smile at you. He'll lie to you. You won't have any idea he's lying to you. He's one of those very dangerous politicians, like Brewster McCracken.
Well, he's more powerful than Brewster McCracken. And Brewster McCracken's a ringwraith than Kirk Watson is Sauron.
Brewster is Kirk Watson 10 years ago.
I know, and they just sit there and smile at us and glad hand people and just schlep that good old boy friendly, you know. But I mean, it's like Eddie Haskell on steroids. I mean, you know, Eddie Haskell is not a nice fella.
Well, just like Brewster, you know, he went out to the press and he was going to be our hero, and he said, hey, I'm going to have an independent investigative report. And it ends up...
That was just to stall you.
Oh, no, it was horrible.
And to spy on you.
It was horrible because he ended up allowing the toll authority to hire the contractors to do the independent investigation.
Well, that's like Bush hiring his buddies and appointing the 9/11 commission and calling it independent, or Janet Reno as attorney general appointing two of her deputies and appointing Senator Danforth to run the whitewash investigation on Oklahoma.
That's right.
Excuse me, on Waco.
That's right. So Kirk Watson's plan was to come in and say no to phase two to stop it, and then his plan is to bring in plan B, which is...
Renaming it.
He's going to call it managed lanes. He's not going to use the words toll roads, but managed lanes.
So they're going to start it incrementally by grabbing only a few of the lanes.
No. Yeah, but managed lanes is a marketing term to replace the nasty word toll road.
Well, it's like it's not an increase in troops. It's a build up. It's not unpatriotic. It's a Patriot Act. Shell Castillo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know what? I got one more question for you after the break. And we'll go to calls. I want to hear what you're going to do about this foreign company coming in and buying up the newspapers that have been critical of the foreign-owned company seizing our roads. All this and more, your calls, and we'll expose the phony left anti-war movement on the other side.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 3 months into syndication, I cannot think of the crew here doing a better job of the great affiliates picking us up. First show syndicated by Emmis Communications in association with my syndicator, the GCN Radio Network. And again, I'm just so thankful to Ted Anderson, to Mark Caesar, to Mr. Sinclair, to the folks that head up Emmis Communications, to all of them for the great job they're doing. And it's not just Emmis stations carrying the show. We've got we're getting like 3 or 4 new affiliates a week now. It's really accelerating, and I'm just excited to be here with you. Program note, if you want to come hear me speak for an hour and take questions and then sign my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, from 8 to 10 p.m. tonight. That's coming up in about 2 hours and 26 minutes. I will give an hour-long speech and then take questions from 9 to 10 o'clock and sign Terror Storms at Book People. You can also bring any copies you've gotten off of Amazon.com or Infowars.com. It went to number 8 on Amazon and has stayed in the top 100 off and on the last few months. And we are really, really excited about Terror Storm. Distributed nationwide. It's also in all your major bookstores and video stores. You can also watch it for free on Google Video. That's right. I made a film, cost me $100,000, and I put it out for free on Google Video. I made sure my distributor was okay with that, and they were. And but if you want the high-quality DVD, you can come get it tonight. And it's Book People at the corner of 6th and Lamar, the biggest independent and its biggest period in Texas bookstore, but also is independent. Book People, there's only one, the corner of 6th and Lamar in the old Whole Foods grocery store building. The new Whole Foods, the biggest organic grocery store in the country and the biggest Whole Foods grocery store, their headquarters, their corporate headquarters is right next door. You can go over there and eat and hang out with the family. They got a whole bunch of restaurants, 15-plus, and then you can come on over. So get in the car, go eat dinner, and I want to see you at 8 o'clock. Book People, 6th and Lamar, they got a free parking garage right there. You can park at or parking around in the area at the meters if you'd like. It's free right now. Want to see tonight. I want to go to calls, get into the war, some other important news here in the last 25 minutes that we've gotten this transmission against tyranny. But finishing up with Sal Castillo, What would you like to see happen? I mean, I know this is not kosher. I know this is not above board. And I know that if this is looked at carefully, to have a foreign country, that gets looked at to begin with. There's laws on that. Buying up hundreds of newspapers and their key small papers all over the place where these toll roads on existing roads are going in. What would you like to see happen, Sal Costello, founder of the Texas Toll Party?
Well, so many things pop up a week that I quickly have to decide, how this is best to be dealt with. And I think politically is best dealt with. And that's why I sort of created the story, and then I got it out to all newspapers throughout all of Texas.
And you've had victory after victory.
Well, yes, and so I'm hoping that the media starts picking this up, and they start going, wait a minute, this is our credibility. So we need to nip this in the bud, because otherwise we're going to have problems.
No, the newspapers don't care, and that's why their circulation's down 60%+ in the last 10 years. And for the pockets of talk radio that allow the truth to be told, those shows get the highest ratings, because 97% are against this issue, and 91% in a Gallup poll are against open borders. You know, all we're doing is what's constitutional, what's common sense, and what the people want and demand.
Yes, yes. And the Internet is great, too. So we're looking at all media outlets to take the story and run with it, and hopefully they'll take it and it'll keep this from happening again, or maybe put enough pressure that some other things will happen. Because all of these things we do, they're ripples, and we keep having these effects, and the ripples sometimes have effects that we don't imagine, and that are positive for us. So we're just continuing to push forward, and we're doing. We're having great successes, and we'll just keep doing so.
And the message is you can fight City Hall. Sal, thanks for spending time with us on a Sunday night. Get back to your family.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I called him earlier today, and his wife's out visiting with in-laws, and he's taking care of the kids. So he's babysitting and coming on the show, or he would have been in studio. But this just broke. And it's in foreign papers. The Australians are real proud. The Spanish are real proud how they're buying up our newspapers right along the toll roads so no one can resist them. But, hey, those newspapers are a dead letter. They'll have circulation and readers when they tell the truth. As soon as the people get word of this, bye-bye subscriptions. So that's why they're moving to shut down the web, to tax it, to get rid of net neutrality, because they're shutting down the papers and buying them up. And on 100 other big issues, they want to restrict the web, and they're trying very, very hard to restrict free speech. Newt Gingrich, Hillary, they've all been calling for it. The Democrats are calling, as I spoke last week, for the Fairness Doctrine pre-88, which banned political talk radio with any statements or any opinions or any facts for being on air. They're now trying that to try to shut us down. It is not going to work. The people are discovering that you're trying to keep them from the info. Alternative media is now the biggest. If you look at the pie chart that big media research firms and think tanks have put out, well, don't listen to me. I've got it right here in front of me. In fact, let me just get to that now. It's here deep in the stack. YouTube to start sharing revenue with its users, over 100 million individual users per week and growing exponentially. You go to the web rating traffic sites like Alexa.com put out by Amazon with its cookies on the web tracking where you go. And it's just exponential. If it continues to grow at this level, they will have 300 million individual visitors a week in 1 year. And it is not following the trend of the last year. It is accelerating out of that trend. And so are all of my websites. This is unbelievable. This is a godsend. But is the establishment, is the old line media going to allow itself to be completely destroyed? They're trying to buy it up. They're trying to consolidate. They're trying to tax it. They're trying to restrict it. Big corporations are trying to pass laws by lobbying. Telecommunications companies spent $150 million plus, the AP reported last year, trying to pass a ban of net neutrality so you couldn't have a free web and travel around and see whatever you want, kind of like a Chinese model. We barely beat that, but we did beat it. I almost wanted to go ahead and try to shut the web down to see the revolt that will cause. People are now addicted to alternative information. I don't even claim it's all real or good info. The point is it's not controlled by them, and it's very diverse, and it's good. Okay. This is Reuters Today. Bill Gates, Internet to revolutionize TV in 5 years. Mr. Gates, there are already more viewers in the U.S. that spend more time online and that watch television and independent clips, and even mainstream clips, there are now, we just passed this a few months ago and it was in the media, more people watching video online than there are watching all the big three networks put together and cable. Now those are official numbers. So, Bill Gates, tell us something we don't know. 5 years. Give me a break. Davos, Switzerland, World Economic Forum, Reuters. That's the big globalist confab. The Internet is set to revolutionize television within 5 years due to an expansion of online video content and the merging of PCs and TV sets, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates said on Saturday. I'm stunned how people aren't seeing that with TV in 5 years from now, people will laugh at what we had, he told business leaders and politicians at the World Economic Forum. The rise of high-speed Internet and the popularity of video sites like Google Inc.'s YouTube has already led to a worldwide decline in the number of hours spent by young people in front of a television set. In the years ahead, more and more viewers will hanker after the flexibility offered by online video and abandon conventional broadcast television, they already did. With its fixed program slots and advertisements that interrupt shows, Gates said, certain things like elections or the Olympics really point out how TV is terrible. You have to wait for the guy to talk about the thing you care about or miss the event and want to go back to see it, he said. So as the remote control revolutionized TV, this will dwarf that, I would add. Those are my words there at the end. This is breaking them up. Now, they're going to shut down and restrict a lot of it. But the cat's out of the bag. Pandora's box is open. The dam already broke. Those cows already got away. That horse already got away. She left and she ain't coming back. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, ladies and gentlemen. All the New World Order's propagandists and all its PR men and all the crooks can't put her back together again. And by the way, when we take this country back, we're going to arrest a bunch of you and send you to prison. So all the politicians and scum out there listening, Americans got fat, dumb, and happy, but the sleeping giant is waking up, and you're in deep trouble. You need to know that. All right, we got a break here in just a few minutes. When we get back, I will blitzkrieg through your calls, okay? John, Mike, James, David, and many others. I'm going to give you each about a minute because I got to hurry. I'm going to play this Jane Fonda comment from yesterday at this anti-war rally. And it's not her. She can say what she wants, free speech, but I have a right to tell her that she's the worst possible spokeswoman. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Wow. What?
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio. Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. We'll be back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to thank all of our great affiliates. If you're listening for the first time, be sure and check out Infowars.com or JonesReport.com or PrisonPlanet.com to vet all of our claims. Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Go visit the Austin, Texas Toll Party. Find out about groups in your area fighting against it. And tell folks in your area to tune in. Once you vet and find out, we're telling you the truth. Let's blitz through your phone calls, and then we will get into some final news. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I saw a story on Lou Dobbs, I think it was Friday, about insurgents that were driving black SUVs that actually, I guess, they killed four U.S. soldiers, and there were reports that they were dressed in U.S. military uniforms.
Well, the problem is, and this is very important, is that all the top statisticians, all the top experts, all the top people that come up with the tactics, they said keep the Baathists, use their military, keep it in place. Our CIA put it into place to begin with in 1968 and then finally in 79 putting Saddam into power, and then everything will be okay. But they disbanded that and hired the Shia. And they are in our uniforms, and they let them in to engage in massacres. They've been caught killing U.S. troops. That's on the record. And I've interviewed Ray McGovern, the chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., saying clearly British troops have been caught staging terror attacks to get the two different groups, the Shia and the Sunni, fighting with each other. The goal is to keep it in civil war, build permanent bases, and then export revolution to nearby countries.
Yeah, it actually that's what rung the bell to me was that one story about the UK SAS officers that got caught killing Iraqi police officers. That's what it sounded.
Yeah, like. Times of London dressed up like Arabs with a bunch of explosives, running around posing as Shia. Absolutely, appreciate your call. Thanks for holding to ask that. Let us now go ahead and talk to John in Nevada. John, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
What can you tell me about these juror questionnaires they sent out for jury duty, and they ask you a bunch of questions on them?
Well, they're finding out if you're the type of police state minion they want. You know, they started out saying, well, it's to find out if you're a cop and you're recused, or it's to find out, you know, if you have a conflict of interest or you're a felon, or if you're involved in the industry that this trial's involved. It's for the lawyers on both sides. But they've gotten way too, you know, the judge tells the jury what to do instead of the other way around. I appreciate your call. The jury is to judge the facts as well as the law. It's another form of ballot box. You have the jury box, the ballot box, and the grand jury box. And you are above the law when you're a juror or grand juror. You're not supposed to have the prosecutor or the judge telling you what to do. So just keep your mouth shut. Look into jury nullification. Type that into Google, and you'll find out what your real duties are as a U.S. citizen. That's why the National Bar Association is calling to get rid of juries. They're doing it in England. They're doing it in Europe. It's a form of tyranny. They don't have juries in communist China. Nazi Germany didn't have juries, boys and girls. The first thing Hitler did was abolish those. Now let us go to David in Texas. David, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones. This is David. I stumbled upon your website a couple weeks ago, and there's been I'm trying to get somebody to help me. What you call the New World Order, what you call Illuminati.
It's the tyranny.
I call it an axis of evil. They've been conspiring against me since 1999. I was in Prague in 1999. They came to me on the TV, asked me if I wanted to be one of them, and then launched a conspiracy.
All right, sir. We lost your call. I appreciate you calling. We're going to go to some more calls here at the end of the show. But before we do that, I wanted to get into Jane Fonda. Now, let's be clear. I'm against the Iraq war because our government created Saddam, put him into power. That is the black ops that control our government, the shadow government. This is historical mainstream news. If you just go research it. It's an encyclopedia. Saddam, CIA, until at least 1990. And then they shut him up. No fan of Saddam. Terrible person. But they put him into power. This is all part of the record. They gave him the WMDs, and they destroyed him in 91. The UN went in 92, 93. The weapons inspectors went on record and said this. Then they had 16 years now of sanctions, 3 million dead Iraqis, Lancet, British Medical Journal, very well respected, says 654,000 dead just in the last 3.5 years since the invasion, accelerating that death. And Bush, we have the White House memo now where he, and they admit this is an accurate memo released by British intelligence. Bush is real mad. It got released with him and Blair 6 months before the March 2003 attack on Iraq, saying we've got to stage WMD finds. Word for word, we've got to have fake defectors come out and claim they've seen them. Lie about it. Just like the fake yellow cake uranium. You don't lie to the American people. Then it came out last year that in 2004 and 5, 1.8 billion. Just type that in. The first news article said 1.6, and it was revised to 1.8. In fake news, the Congress ruled, the oversight body, that that's illegal. Okay, the Pentagon buying fake news, buying fake reporters. You heard about Armstrong Williams. That was the Department of Labor. That's the tip of the iceberg to go pitch No Child Left Behind. It's just $1.8 billion just for pro-war propaganda. Okay, domestically, fake news, buying off reporters. I guess there's more ways to skin a cat. I guess the toll road companies, foreigners, just come in and buy up the newspapers. Well, this is the opposite. It's just you just, or it's a variant. You just go buy the writers. This is incredible. I mean, this is not freedom. But we don't want Jane Fonda running around, who got up on top of anti-aircraft guns in Vietnam against our airmen, against our fighter bomber pilots. And Jane Fonda has so much dirt in her closet, and all these people like Susan Sarandon and the rest of them, and their own Democratic Party, Hillary and the rest of them, are a bunch of warmongers. And so when they go public, that balkanizes people. And look, she can go speak. She can go speak, says what she wants. But I'm here to say that she ought to. She's been quiet for years because she knows how it discredits her causes. So I agree with what she says, but I don't agree with her going out and doing it. I'm just saying that. Let's go ahead and roll that tape of her yesterday at the anti-war march. Here it is. This is Jane Fonda.
I want to, I'm really here because I want to thank you all. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here today. So many of you, so many of today's speakers, including my fellow actors up here, were here at the very beginning, before we went into Iraq, because you knew and they knew what was in store. Thank you so much for the courage to stand up against this mean-spirited, vengeful administration. Your actions are proof that the most precious part of this country, its soul, is alive and well. So thank you.
All right. That's Jane Fonda.
Your ongoing commitment
That's Jane Fonda. We're almost out of time here. I want to take a few final calls as promised. I mean, you couldn't have a better poster child, a worse poster child to make conservatives who are against the war now in the majority go back to being pro-war by having Jane Fonda out there. And the stupid left doesn't understand that. And they wouldn't talk about 9/11 truth there either. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in San Antonio, Texas, listening to News Radio 590 KLBJ. Thank you for holding her on the air. Please make it quick.
Hey, Alex, I attended one of these dog and pony shows conducted by TxDOT. And those SOBs tried to get me thrown out by armed police officers. One of their engineers said I must face him and not the crowd at the meeting. And
oh, yeah, they look for any reason to harass the thousands of people or hundreds, depending on the meeting, that show up. And they say you can't face the crowd when you speak to the commission. You must face the gods. You must be respectful.
Precisely. I mean, they don't understand that they work for us. And so
that's called tyranny, when the government gets bought off by private interest and tells you that they're the boss, they're the authority, they're the official. In the past, they were called servants.
Right. Hey, before I go...
what did the cops do? What ended up happening?
Well, three of them, all armed, surrounded me, and they started pulling me away from the microphone.
Which TxDOT meeting was this?
This is one of the schools along Route 281 that they want to confiscate and turn into a...
Well, I hope you'll find out who was there and get me video, sir. That's incredible.
Hey, we do have videos on that. We do.
Okay, mail it to me with a letter saying I can use it and writing a brief statement about what happened. I'll post it on YouTube for you. I'll put it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've got just a minute or two left. Do I have time to go to more calls here? All right, let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Alex. Hey, great guy. First got turned on to you via Google, the truth, 9/11. At first kind of thought you were a little radical, but the more and more I listen to you, you know what? You're making a lot of sense.
I'm upset foreign corporations are seizing everything. Yeah, I'm a little upset. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Here in Utah, we're swarmed with illegals, and it's a serious crisis like the rest of the nation. Hey, what do you think about websites like Numbers USA and FairUS.org?
I think that that's really good information about what's happening to our sovereignty with the 30 million plus illegal aliens and Bush and the Clintons' amnesty plan they're trying to pass right now.
What about the 80 million that have been loopholed in the previous 20 years?
I don't know if it's 80 million. It's more like 30 million, but thank you. We're out of time. Yeah, 3 million illegals come in a year and 900 and something thousand illegals. That's way too many. See you back next week. 4 to 6 p.m. Central. All the affiliates, the sponsors, the folks running the show, to everybody, God bless you. I'll see you at Book People tonight in downtown Austin from 8 to 10 p.m. Take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine living.